Hey everybody, this is Chris here. I am going to be doing a quick demo of basically different ways that you can cheat in Entombed. And as you can tell, I have the game open. Now, if you don't want to cheat, don't listen to this. Very simple. But anyway, I'm going to switch over to the game.
William Shakespeare's character details. General information.
Yeah, I'm using a different speech engine.
Daisy Harper Lee's John Steinbeck Williams.
So yeah, these are the characters Cancel. That I've had. First cheat.
You create a town portal.
Let's go to town.
You enter, look around. There is a stairway down here.
Okay, so we are now in the town. Now, the first cheat is the item duplication cheat. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go down the stairs. I think this also works if you go up, but I like to go down. If it'll let me, what the heck?
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode entombed.
Oh.
Audacity, town, look around. Look around button. Speech mode off.
Okay, the town window doesn't always take focus. So I'm gonna hit comma.
You descend to the third floor.
Third floor? Now I'm gonna hit F1 to go back. Now, it's important to note that this only appears to work if you go down to the fourth floor, so you can't do it from the second floor going down to the third. Anyway.
You create a return portal.
Let's go back.
You've returned to where?
Alright, now.
Inventory. Expendables. 9 healing potions. Drop how many?
Let's.
You've dropped 9 healing potions. Cancelled. 9. You've picked up 9 healing potions.
So you hit G.
The following. 9 healing. You've picked up 18 healing potions. 18. You've picked up 36 healing potions. 36. You've picked up 72 healing potions.
Yes, they'll basically keep multiplying.
The following. 72. You've picked up 144. You've picked up 288 healing potions.
So you just hit G.
The following. You've picked up 576 healing potions. You've picked up 1,152 healing potions. Option exit. Cancelled.
And when you're done.
Saving game.
You save the game.
Save completed. Loading game.
You load the game.
Load completed. 1,100. You've picked up.
And then you can pick up the remaining. And now.
Inventory. Clicks. Level 8 cure poison. Level 8. 2,304 healing potions.
Yeah, that's a lot of healing potions.
Cancelled.
Okay. So, that works on scrolls, potions, and I believe arrows. So that's the first cheat. That's the easiest one. The next one is a little more difficult because you have to get your main character poisoned or infected with zombie rot. And the thing to note there is you want to drop all your equipment first and then pick it up, because if you don't, I have found that equipment is actually stored on each character individually, so it looks like each character has their own inventory. So what you do is you drop everything you want, pick it up, it will be held by your main character, and then when you use this bug, you'll get all your items. So let me find a corpse web spider. Just walk around here. Come on.
Encountered 4 enemies.
Right.
Daisy. Corpse web spider 2. 2 damage. 2 damage.
Come on.
Corpse web spider 4. Harper Lee. 30 damage. Harper Lee has been poisoned. Corpse web spider 3. Daisy. Corpse web spider 2. John Steinbeck. 30 damage. John Steinbeck has been poisoned.
Oh crap.
Corpse web spider 1. William Shakespeare. Right hand. 30 damage. John Steinbeck. Fight. Inventory made. Level 8 cure poison. You Daisy. Harper Lee. Harper Lee claps an unidentified potion. Poisonous toxins have been nullified. Poison has faded from Harper Lee. Harper Lee. Fight. Level 7 cure. Use Daisy. Harp. John Steinbeck claps an unidentified potion. Poisonous toxins have been nullified.
Come on.
Poison has faded from John Steinbeck. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Yeah, the other thing that you have to know too is at least one of your characters needs to survive this, or else it won't work and the game will end.
Tech defend.
But we'll see if I can get William poisoned.
William Shakespeare braces for attack. Corpse web spider 3. William Shakespeare. Right leg. 24 damage. Injured. Daisy. Corpse web spider 1.
Really?
3 damage. 2 damage. Corpse web spider 2. William Shakespeare. Corpse web spider 4. William Shakespeare. Corpse Web Spider 1. William Shakespeare. Harper Lee. Fight. In 2304 healing potion. Daisy. William Shakespeare claps a healing potion. William Shakespeare's right hand has mended. William Shakespeare feels better. William Shakespeare is badly injured. John Steinbeck. Fight.
Me actually.
Chain. Background. Voice. North wind. Voice synthesis volume. Sound. Voice synthesis rate. This is the new rate.
Oh yeah.
This is the new rate. Sounds volume. Door. West. East. North. Voice. Background music. Save. Saving preferences.
Sorry about that.
Preferences saved. Change. Return. Cancel. Mad. Fight.
And that's a bug. The music stopped. Let's see.
In the 2003 New Days. William Shakespeare claps a healing potion. William Shakespeare feels better. William Shakespeare is injured. William Shakespeare. Fight. Inventory. Expendable. 2302 healing. Use this item on. William Shakespeare claps a healing potion.
Come on.
William Shakespeare
poison
feels better.
Me.
William Shakespeare is slightly injured. Corpse Web Spider 4. Daisy. 30 damage. Daisy has been poisoned. Injured. Corpse Web Spider 3. William Shakespeare. Corpse Web Spider 1. Daisy. Left hand. 30 damage. Daisy's left hand is mangled. Badly injured. Corpse Web Spider 2. Harper Lee. Head. 30 damage. Poison seeps into Daisy's torso. Daisy. Corpse Web Spider 2. 3 damage. John Steinbeck. Fight. John Steinbeck braces for attack. Harper Lee. Fight. In 2000. Daisy. William Shakespeare. Harper Lee claps a healing potion.
Come on.
Harper Lee feels better. Harper Lee is slightly injured. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Sorry it's taking so long.
William Shakespeare braces for attack. Corpse Web Spider 3. Harper Lee. 30 damage. Harper Lee has been poisoned. Injured. Poison seeps into Harper Lee's torso. Corpse Web Spider 4. Daisy. Left foot. 30 damage. Daisy's left foot is mangled. Critically injured. Corpse Web Spider 1. Harper Lee. 30 damage. Harper Lee's torso is mangled. Harper Lee has been defeated. Corpse Web Spider 2. William Shakespeare. Daisy. Corpse Web Spider 1.
Come on.
1 damage. John Steinbeck. Fight.
I'm going to check to make sure there's nothing else here.
Harper Lee corpse. Harper Lee corpse.
Now, interestingly, if I wanted to take that with me, I could pick up her corpse, but I don't really want that character.
Cancelled. Fight.
So let's just keep waiting.
John Steinbeck braces for attack. William Shakespeare. Fight. William Shakespeare braces for attack. Corpse Web Spider 3. Daisy. 30 damage. Daisy has been defeated. Corpse Web Spider 2. John Steinbeck. Corpse Web Spider 4. William Shakespeare. 24 damage. William Shakespeare has been poisoned. Injured.
There.
Corpse Web Spider 1.
No.
John Steinbeck.
Crap.
24 damage. John Steinbeck's torso is mangled. John Steinbeck has been defeated. Corpse Web Spider 3. William Shakespeare. 24 damage. Badly injured. William Shakespeare's torso withers away. William Shakespeare dies from acute poisoning. You have been defeated. Ending
okay.
Game. This score is main menu. Main menu. Load existing game.
Yeah, a couple things. So, at least one of your characters has to survive, because the idea is you get your main character poisoned, you return to the main menu, and then you start a new game, and the game thinks you're still poisoned. So, it will have that character die, but if that character is the last one in your party, it'll think that you're still playing the old game, and it'll trigger a game over. Let's try that.
Loading game.
One more time.
Load completed.
One more time. Oh, what's that?
The 1,152 healing poke you've picked.
Come on.
Encounter two enemies. Daisy. Edding Brawler Barbarian. Left arm. Light damage. William Shakespeare. Fight. Retreat.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and...
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Retreat. Audacity. Audacity. Track one row.
And pause the recording until I can get myself poisoned. Okay, I am back, and the character should be poisoned.
Entomb.
So now what we do...
Option X. Return to title.
Go back to the
main menu. Exit. Start new game. Character.
Let's just create a new character. Let's call him, I don't know, Test.
Now enter the character's family name. Blank. This character's Entomb. Name is Test. L. Human. Choose your job. Fighter.
I don't know why it can't say elf. Let's just choose fighter.
Starting new game. Test real rock
so. So.
William Shakespeare's left leg falls off. William Shakespeare falls over. Poison spreads to William Shakespeare's torso. Poison seeps into William Shakespeare's torso. William Shakespeare's torso withers away. William Shakespeare dies from acute poisoning.
Okay, now if I hit G.
Searching the floor. William Shakespeare corpse. William Shakespeare left leg.
There's his leg.
William Shakespeare corpse. Good large ash longbow. Good bronze knight sword caljictor. Excellent large blackwood great axe. Great large copper ball and chain. Great large copper ball and chain. Excellent large copper spear. Good large iron falchion. Good large frozen copper bastard sword of intel. Legendary iron base lard. Good large copper falchion. Dubious electric gambler. Good living thief. Crude watery. Decent frozen. Dubious living brawl. Dubious deathly yep. Wolf leather glove afford. Decent flaming elders. Poor bronze chain breastplate called kicket. Decent holy thieves. Dubious dire wolf leather tunic called yinog. Dubious cave bear leather glove called gatna. Poor copper chain. Helmet called Yekla. Cancelled.
It's all there.
Sir, 2,303 healing potions.
Yep.
Dubious ash arrow. Great 3 teak arrow. Good 10 copper. 2 cure poison. Cancelled.
Now, at this point, I could take this stuff, equip my character, and destroy lots of stuff on the first floor and be pretty hard to hit. Now.
Current location. 2-3 colon, first floor. You've been here before.
Okay, I'm gonna save the game. Because at this point, I don't need anything else.
Saving game. Save completed.
So,
two dubi great good two left good dub two dis left good good left dis level 12 on not decent copper dubi dis dub dis decent obsidian arrow.
Yeah, he's got a lot of arrows.
Dubi 4 dis good level dis crew dis left dubi dis dubi good level 8 web decent good bronze arrow dis dub left dis dub two level 4 mystify dubi 4 dubious 44 dub 4 dubi left 4 4
way too many arrows.
Left level 8 great large copper falchion crude cotton leggings called great poor copper chain dubious decent dub put crude cotton. Great large you crude cotton leggings called Copton. You poor copper chain helmet called Yek. You dubious cave bear leather glove. You cancelled.
But I'll show you, so if I go...
Test torso. Your left arm head. Your poor copper chain helmet. You victor left right left. You dubious cave. Great large copper. Remove decent large fatigue. You are decent large. Remove great dubious cave bear leather glove called Gatna. Decent large fatigue. Dub. You right waist. Your crude cotton. You've equipped. Cancelled. Resting.
There you go. Let's go ahead and rest.
Resting complete. 184 out of 184 health. Cancel.
Yeah, and already this guy has a lot. So, let's just fight something just to show you.
Encountered one enemy. Test. Fight. Cobalt Trickster has been sent sprawling through the air. 30 damage. The Cobalt Trickster has been defeated. 75 experience awarded.
And that's a bug. It's still playing the music. But,
Loading game. Load yeah. Completed. Searching the floor. William Shakespeare corpse. William Shakespeare left leg. Cancelled.
Yeah, so at this point, the items are now in this world file. And there's a couple things that you can do. So I'm going to hit L.
Current location. 2-3 colon, first floor. You've been here before.
Okay, so we know these items are at 2-3.
Options. Exit. Audacity.
Now let's exit the game.
Run down.
And now I'm going to talk about the entombed data files. So if you go to your documents...
Text. Documents window. Tree view. This PC collapsed. Items view list. Mushy not select. Saved games.
Yeah, I'm running
date
10
created.
Again on items. My MacBook Air. So in documents, you go down to saved games.
Selected.
And there is a folder called...
Entombed list item focus.
Entombed?
Items view list. Entombed saves not selected. Selected.
Entombed saves...
Items, select all players list item.
All players, I'm just checking what's currently under the focus with NVDA tab.
Items, entombed global dot, entombed bones dot dot.
Okay, let's talk type, about these deck. Files. So, entombed bones stores your zombie characters. So, if your characters have been killed, they'll come back as zombies. You can delete this file and they won't come back. Which I think I will actually do.
Delete file dialog. Are you sure you want to permanently delete this file? Entombed bones dot dead. No, yes.
It's good.
All players.
Go ahead and get rid of that. The game will just recreate it.
Entombed global dot dot.
Global
type
stores.
Dead file.
Shut up. Global stores your unlockables. So any unlockable cards. Which I'll go through. Well, I think I've already gone through how to get those. But crystal card you get from killing the Drake that unlocks the fortune teller job. The goblin card you get from killing a random goblin, and then you have to pick it up. Plague card you get from the bazaar, although there's a bug with that because when you buy it, it doesn't show up right away. So what you have to do is you have to come in here and delete your global file and then put it back from the recycle bin. But that also means that you'll have to re-unlock all of your cards, which can be kind of annoying. The nature, or I think it's the Sapphire card. I forget what they're all called, but you get one of them if you start a new character and play and choose your jobs as either healer ranger or ranger healer. The order does not matter, but you'll get the druid job. And the other one is the adventurer job. So if you play as a thief wanderer or wanderer thief, you'll unlock that. Anyway, that's how that works.
Entombed HSH dot dot.
Entombed
Type deck.
HS, Entombed HSH, the that stores a list of your high scores. You can delete that if you want to clear that.
Entombed preferences dot dot. Type
Preferences
deck.
stores your preferences.
Entombed save dot sav.
Entombed
Type.
save, this stores the save information, like your character info, what your characters are holding, basically anything to do with your characters and their progress in the game.
Entombed world dot dot.
Now, the
Type.
world file is very, very important. This contains the maps. Basically, all of the dungeon floors and items on the floors. This also determines, what characters you'll rescue. It also contains the Drake, and it also contains hidden chests. So, the next thing that I'll show you, which I think will be the last thing, I am going to, let's see,
Entombed world dot dot.
Entombed World. I'm going to copy this
Folder view.
and place it on my
Audacity.
desktop.
Audacity. Audacity.
Okay, shut up.
Entombed world dot dot.
Okay, so that's right there.
All players. All players.
Now, the save file, you usually don't have to worry about that. So I'm going to leave this open
Edit.
and type in Entombed.
Men unknown. Entombed. Well, start new.
Now let's say I'm starting a new game.
Character.
We'll just call this, I don't know, Sally.
Now enter the character's family name. Into this
Entombed.
character. L. Human.
Let's say I want to be a human.
Choose your job. Fighter. Starting new game.
Now.
Sally saved a refugee from.
Alright, let's check my location.
Current location. 73 co. Current location. 31 col. The three cure zombie, three healing potion, unidentified squ, three cure zombie. Cancelled. Current location. 1-2 colon, first floor.
1-2, okay. This is pretty much where we should be, so I'm gonna save the game.
Saving game. Save completed. Options menu. Exit. Cancelled.
I think we can leave the game open.
Folder view list. Entombed world dot dot.
And then what you would want to do is go back into the save folder with all the files, copy and make a backup of Entombed World, which I'm not going to do because I'm not really going to play this. But what I will do is copy my world file.
Entombed. All players. All players.
And we will replace it.
Replace source.
Replace the file that was created with this new game.
All players window.
And that's done.
Entombed.
Now,
reach, load, loading game. Load com.
Now check this out.
There is nothing here to pick up.
Wait, did I?
Encountered one enemy.
Oh.
Cobalt Trickster. Cobalt Trickster cast summon animal.
Hold on.
A summoned dire rat joins the battle. Sally's pet. Cobalt Trickster. Left leg. Three damage.
Okay.
Sally.
Okay, stop.
Fight. Loading game.
Let's try
load
that again.
Encountered four enemies.
Stop
Sally's
it.
Pet. Cave bat two.
Stop
Cave bat
it.
Has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled.
Oh.
The cave bat has been defeated. Cave bat 3. Sally's pet.
Come on.
1 damage. Sally. Fight. Reach. Change. Load. Loading game.
Okay, if I can
avoid.
Load. There we go. Okay.
Searching. William Shakespeare corpse. William Shakespeare left leg. Cancelled.
And actually, I was wrong on the coordinates. The coordinates are.
Current location. 1-3 colon. First floor. You've been here before.
1-3. So you'd move to that location, and if you hit G.
Searching the floor. William Shakespeare collar. William Shakespeare left leg. With good large ash longbow. Good bronze knight sword called Jictor. Excellent large blackwood great axe.
Yeah, so now...
You've picked up an X cancelled.
Let's say...
Left, you remove the excellent large... Remove decent large bent large wood branch. You've equipped an excellent large blackwood great axe. Cancelled.
Okay.
Encounter two enemies.
Let's see.
Sally's pet. Cave bat one. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. Cave bat two. Sally. 1 damage.
Come on.
Sally. Sally's pet.
Really?
Cave bat two. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage.
Well, anyway.
I'll exit. All players win.
You get the idea, right? So, I could have started that game. I could have grabbed all the equipment from the game that I just played on my channel. And I would have been pretty much unstoppable. So, that is how you do that. That is how you can transfer stuff. Which I think is pretty cool. I mean, technically you're not supposed to be able to do this kind of stuff. But, it's just messing with the way the game stores data. Let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else real quick. You probably already know, if you go in the bazaar, you can sell stuff and then reload your game and keep the items, and then you can go back in the bazaar and sell stuff again and reload and keep the items. So that's how you can make a lot of troid coins if you wish to. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what else I'm missing. I think that's it. So, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have any questions, you can leave them in the comments. And again, if you don't want to cheat, don't cheat. You know, I realize some people really don't like cheating, and hey, that's fine. The last thing I think I'll do is, I think I mentioned this a long time ago, but when I used to play this game a lot with Bryant, we accumulated quite a large stash of items. So I think what I will do is create a world file and put all that stuff in there, and then write up a little instructions file and put that up in Dropbox, so that if anyone wishes to use the file and cheat, they can. But anyway, that is basically how to cheat.
Audacity. Audacity.
There may be more ways, because this game is kind of buggy. But, yeah. So, I hope you have found this informative, and hopefully it's not too long. But until next time, bye.